I guess first question, what do you make of it being called a business decision, the federal government kind of saying that it in no way had anything to do with their policies?
First of all, we are profoundly disappointed that the project is not going to be moving forward. We certainly, you know, we thought this was maybe the direction this was going to go when the proponent asked for a 30-day pause in the process here a little while back. I would say it's disappointing that the federal minister has said that this is a business decision and essentially saying that government public policy doesn't have an impact on how businesses make their decisions. We certainly believe that through all the different reviews that are going on, the NEB, the environmental reviews at a national level, plus just the stacking of different regulations, it very much seems like on this proposal and on others that the goalposts have been changed. And so for the federal minister, I think it's disingenuous for the federal minister to stand in front of a microphone today and say this was a business decision and that in no way does government policy have an effect on it. Government policy has an effect on every decision that business makes. And I think the proponents have indicated that the uncertainty with the Canadian regulatory environment, I think uncertainty around things like carbon tax, all have put the company in position where they don't feel like they can move forward with the project and feel confident that it is an investment that is in the best interests of their shareholders. So, you know, this is a company that I think is going to be taking a write-down of about $1 billion on the work that's already been done to this point. So I agree with Minister Carr in saying it's a business decision. I don't think the federal government can just wipe their hands in terms of that public policy doesn't have an effect on a business decision.
And for provinces just like Saskatchewan and Alberta and Manitoba, millions of dollars in tax revenues lost, thousands of jobs lost for the construction period. What does the province do now? I guess you obviously maybe weren't relying on it because it wasn't guaranteed, but how big of a shakeup does this have for the province losing potentially all that economic development?
Yeah, I think that, you know, the real disappointment or tragedy in this is that this is a ready-made project, you know, shovel-ready project. When we talk about the need for infrastructure in this country and the federal government has been talking a lot about putting dollars into rebuilding infrastructure, this is a project that required zero taxpayers' dollars. It's a shovel-ready project that would have employed 14,000 construction workers over the course of the construction. It would have increased the GDP of the country by $55 billion. The taxes alone that the federal and provincial governments would have derived would have been in the neighborhood of $10 billion. And this is for a project that 70% of it was already in the ground. 70% of this pipeline is already in the ground. It's a gas pipeline that would basically need to be cleaned out and reversed, and then the additional 30% would need to be built. And this is at a time where we are forecasting as a country that our oil production is going to continue to rise. So we're at about 4 million barrels per day production. We're going to be at nearly 6 million barrels per day by 2040, and we're already at capacity to try to move our product to market. Right now, our product is going to one customer, mainly one customer, the United States. It means that there is a differential between what our producers and therefore the people that own the resource, the people of, in this case, Saskatchewan, are receiving for the oil and what oil is selling for at the world price. So we're foregoing dollars by not being able to get our product to market in a more timely fashion and to increase our customer base beyond just the United States. And I think also what people need to remember is that as a country, we're so blessed with oil, we're blessed with the resource, but we import nearly 1 million barrels per day. Most of that goes to the East Coast, and most of that is coming from either the United States or Saudi Arabia and countries like Nigeria and Algeria. And so we're going to continue, this proponent has decided to shelve the project as is, but we're going to continue as a province to stress the need to be able to move our products to market, whether that's further capacity going to the south or whether that's further capacity going west, or in the case of going east, we need capacity going east. Eastern Canada is importing oil. We have oil to send to them. So this issue, while this project may be dead at this point. This issue is not going to is not going away.
You mentioned having to bring oil in from other countries. We spoke with Regina Mayor's Michael Fougere this morning. He says Canada is now nowhere close to having energy independence and now resorting to getting oil from places that have questionable, I guess, human rights practices and environmental stewardship. From an environmental standpoint now, what does this mean to not have this going forward?
Yeah, and I think that that's the difficult answer that I think opponents and those that are opposing this project from an environmental standpoint, I think that that's the question that is hard, frankly, for them to answer. And I don't know what their answer is to this. Because not approving this pipeline is not going to mean that less oil is going to be produced in Western Canada. And it doesn't mean that less oil is going to be exported. It just means that more and more oil is going to be exported by rail, which is we know is not as safe as pipeline, or by truck. And so we're going to either take up space on the rail lines that should be used to move agricultural products that don't have any other way of getting out to market, or we're going to continue to clog up the highways with trucks going up and down the highways with oil filled with oil. So what the environmentalists, to me, I don't know how they answer the question is, because this is not going to see a decrease in the amount of oil that we export or produce, how then do they answer the question that it is okay for Canada, that should be energy independent, and we certainly produce more energy than we can consume. So we are, by nature, by virtue, energy independent. And yet, for the eastern part of this province, and for the opponents of this project that reside in eastern Canada, how do they defend continuing to rely on nearly a million barrels a day coming in to the east coast, up the Bay of Fundy, through pipelines through the United States that are coming from places that, you know, they may not agree with the environmental regimes of those countries, particularly places like Saudi Arabia, Nigeria, Algeria, Venezuela. When it comes to human rights, when it comes to environmental records, when it comes to protection for workers, we would stack up far and away better than any of those countries. And yet our products are being halted from getting to the East Coast by opponents that I don't know how they justify their opposition to this.
And just lastly here, looking into the future, does a cancellation from a company as significant as this, is it going to make other companies, you know, maybe question coming in and doing similar projects if the federal government is still Justin Trudeau's administration in the future because of, you know, their policies?
I think that's a really good point. And what we have to come to terms with as a country is, what is this saying to the business community, the global business community? The inability for us to get these projects approved, the what we're seeing in, for example, the oil sands, where international firms are pulling up stakes out of Canada, in large part because of policy uncertainty at a federal and in some cases provincial level, in the case of Alberta. But we're seeing dollars flowing out of this country, billions of dollars that should be invested in this country. It's leaving this country and it's being invested elsewhere where there isn't the policy uncertainty. And so I think what I worry about is that our customers are going to start to question the reliability of Canada when it comes to being a trading partner. We need to be able to show that we are reliable, that we can reliably and in a timely way get our products to market. We are an export-based country. Certainly this province is an export-based economy. And so this is just another, I think, negative sign of what it says to the international, the global business community about Canada's reliability when it comes to getting our products to market.